Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Trade Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 28th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 3 cents at 670 and a half, December wheat up 31 and three quarter cents at 903 and a quarter, and November beans up 0.75 cents at 1408 and three quarters, though the meal closed down 90 cents and the oil closed down 24 ticks. We rallied the wheat significantly from the opening prices, a good 19, 20 cents. The corn just kind of chopped around all day in a narrow range, but stayed firm. The beans at one point broke about 18 cents by 10:30, and then came storming back as the crude oil made its highs. Crude oil up 365 a barrel certainly helped the beans. But I think the big impetus for these supports in the wheat, corn, and beans was the dollar. It made a key reversal, a contract high closing under the previous day's low. It's down a penny and a half at 112.52. The crude oil rally helped. Gold made a key reversal. The bonds made a key reversal. So certainly there's less concern about a recession today than there was yesterday. Now, I think all this started with some of the European leaders saying that they were going to defend their currencies. Most prominently, it looked like the British pound was going to be supported out here, maybe the French franc, and that got everybody a little bit spooked. They sold the dollar, bought gold, bought crude oil, so I think that was the real impetus here. Plus, there's more concerns about what's happening in the Ukrainian-Russian war, but I really think today was really about the outside markets. Export sales tomorrow, they're expecting 400,000 metric tons of wheat, 525 in the corn, and beans 575. So nothing to write home about there. Brazilian weather still looks good. And when, if the weather continues to hold, we're going to have a monster crop down there. Our harvest should be moving along at a pretty good clip. We've got another week to 10 days of pretty good weather around the country. Cool temps, but, you know, nothing bad, 60 to 70. And harvest activity should be really picking up in this next week and continue to do so as long as the weather holds. Obviously, we have the report on Friday. We're not looking for major changes there, but the report does tend to have some surprises, so we'll have to see what comes out of that. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.